Lead counsel for the third respondent, the NDC, Chachu Chikata, has begun cross-examining Dr. Mahmudu Bawumia in the ongoing Supreme Court election petition hearing. Chachu Chikata's cross-examination was after counsel for the Electoral Commission ended his. Chachu Chikata's first question centered on a letter signed by the first petitioner, Nana Akufo-Addo, appointing agents to unknown polling stations alleged by the petitioners. Dr. Bawumia was asked whether or not he, Dr. Bawumia, knew of the said letters signed by the first petitioner.
You indicated that that signature is the signature of the first petitioner, Nana Adodanko Akufo-Addo. Is that not correct?
That looks like his signature, yes.
Now, since you testified, has he confirmed to you that he indeed signed that document? Has he confirmed that you...
No, he has not.
You haven't asked him?
No.
You haven't asked him? You have not asked him?
Counsel,
You have not asked him. Answer my question. Have you asked him or have you not asked him?
I have not asked him.
You have not asked him?
Yes.
Fair enough. And before you saw that document in the witness box, you were not aware of the existence of that document. Is that correct?
I was aware that appointments have been made, but the issue that we're dealing with was 22 unknown polling stations. Those 22 polling stations are identified on the collation sheet only by their polling station code, not by their names. In this letter, no polling station codes appear, and so there really is a disconnect.
Dr. Bawumia, there is no disconnect. Let me just put my question again and try and give me a truthful, direct answer. Okay? Before you came to this witness box, you've admitted you were not aware of that letter being sent.
Yes, I've not seen this particular letter, no.
You were not aware it was sent.
I've not seen this letter, no.
Now, if you had been aware of that letter, if you had been aware, you know, if you want to answer my questions, you can go into the witness box, but I'm not going to have... I'm not... Melos, with the greatest respect...
We are objecting to the speculative question.
With the greatest respect, I'm not going
we
to have...
Objective to the other side,
try to coach the witness in the witness box. I'm not going to have that. Yeah, because that's what's happening. I'm beginning a question and I hear speculation and so on.
Mr. Chikata also questioned Dr. Bawumia on the role of a polling agent at an election center.
In existence. Is that your answer?
My answer is that, my lord, the polling stations are identified on every collation sheet only by the polling station code. There's no name. If you look at the collation form, there's no name of the polling station. The only identification label is the polling station code.
Even though you say that they are unknown, officials of your party knew the polling stations and wrote to the EC to notify the EC that polling agents from your party were going to come. So even though you insist that they were not legally known by you, your party wrote letters to the second respondent. You acknowledge that. Then I just want to draw your attention to a provision, just to find out whether you were familiar with this provision. I'm not asking for your interpretation, but I just want to know, are you familiar with this provision? I'll show you. CI 75, Regulation 19.3. No, CI 75 is a public document. Please, just give it to me. Just read it aloud.
An appointment under sub-regulations 1 and 2 is for the purpose of detecting impersonation, multiple voting, and certifying that the poll was conducted in accordance with the laws and regulations governing the conduct of election.
Okay, since it refers to an appointment under 1 and 2, please read 1 and 2 as well, just
okay,
for clarity.
Polling agent 19.1, my lord. A candidate for parliamentary election may appoint one agent to attend at each polling station in the constituency for which candidate is seeking election. Two, a candidate for presidential election may appoint one polling agent in every polling station nationwide.
The issue of pink sheets exhibited also came to the floor as the lead counsel for the NDC sought clarification on signatures and stamps on some pink sheets.
You were aware of that or you were not aware of it?
the polling agents attest to what actually happened at the polling station.
Dr. Baumia, that's
signing,
not my question.
They are not signing to say it's free or fair. They are attesting to what...
You're not answering my question. We'll move quicker if you just answer my question. My question is this. You were aware, based on what you yourself just read, that the polling agent, among his duties for which he's there, is that he certified that the poll was conducted in accordance with the laws and regulations governing the conduct of elections. You're aware that that's one of the things, the purposes for which he's there.
That
you were not aware.
Not aware of that.
You were not
that
aware.
Not what is on the pink sheet.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You were not aware of that because that's not what is on the pink sheet. Is that what
they signed to on the pink sheet is not to say that the election has been conducted with regards to all the laws and it's free and fair. No. They just signed to attest to what has happened at the polling station.
Lead counsel for the Electoral Commission, James Kwashi Aiden, sought to clarify some allegations by the petitioner's star witness that there were electoral malpractices in some constituencies with regard to signatures by presiding officers.
Dr. Baumia, in that document, we indicated that out of the 2009 polling stations that you claimed not to have been signed by the presiding officers, in fact, 1,099 had been so signed.
We disagreed, my lord.
I said we claimed that in this document.
That was your claim, my lord.
Dr. Baumia, further, we indicated that the number of pink sheets not signed by presiding officers represented 3.5% of the total number of pink sheets nationwide.
That was your claim.
That the number of pink sheets not signed by the presiding officers, that's 905, represented 3.5% of the total number of pink sheets nationwide. 3.5, my lord.
Is it 2009 as against 2099 or 2900?
Yes.
I had 2009 as against 1099.
Yes.
That is so. That is so. 1099 were in fact signed out of the 2009. So the 3.5%, Dr. Baumia, is of the total 26,002 polling stations.
My lord, included in this list is about 70 polling stations that are not even on our Further and Better particulars. If you look at the evidence on the face of the pink sheet, we have said that 1,739 were not signed, and this makes it 6.6% of the total, not 3.5%. 6.6%.
We also maintain, Dr. Baumia, that of the 2,009 sheets that you claimed to be unsigned, 1,989 were signed by the polling agent, and that represented 99% of the total number of pink sheets you are alleging.
That was your claim, my lord.
And by polling agent, I mean your polling agent.
Yes, I understood you.
Mr. Kwashi Aiden moved on to give specific figures for some regions in that regard.
Dr. Baumia, in the Brong-Ahafo region, you have mentioned 1,251 pink sheets.
Yes, my lord.
But you are aware that the total number of constituencies, the number of polling stations in Brong-Ahafo is 2,748.
Yes, my lord. This is not a table of all polling stations. It's just a table of the 11,115 polling stations, excluding the 22 unknowns. So this is not supposed to be all, my lord.
But you have not indicated to us which are the polling stations concerned.
In the Further and Better particulars, my lords, we have provided every single one of these.
I would suggest to you, to save time, that the remainder, Central Region, 2,961, Greater Accra, and whereas Central Region, you've only provided 1,906, Eastern Region, you've only provided 913, whereas there are 2,961.
Yes, my lords, we're only providing the data for the polling stations we are relying on in this petition.
In the northern region, you provided 1,207 out of a total of 2,386.
Yes, those are what we are relying on in this petition.
Upper East, 372 provided out of a total of 1,136 polling stations.
Yes, my lord.
Those were excerpts from today's Supreme Court election petition hearing.